Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, you're coming off of a great big weekend sweep over St. Cloud State at home. Talk about what your team did right last weekend and how good it is to get that sweep coming into this weekend.
Well, I guess the simplest terms were we scored goals and we prevented them from scoring any. So that's a really good recipe for getting wins, right? But no, I just like the way you played all weekend, Kelly. I thought we possessed the puck really well. I thought just our speed and our puck possession really gave them some fits on Friday. I thought they certainly played better Saturday, which we expected. But I just like the way we managed the puck, particularly in the third period of Saturday's game. And obviously, Lauren Bench had a huge weekend for us, back-to-back shutouts. And Haley Mack was really big on the offensive end, scoring four of our six goals. So all in all, it was just a real solid weekend for our team.
For Lauren Bench, I know she and Kerrigan Dowie have been splitting the season so far. Kind of good to see both goaltenders have had sweeps this year. How hard does that make your job trying to determine who gets the start?
Well, it's a good problem to have, Kelly, but you're exactly right because Kerrigan was outstanding versus Ohio State. I thought she was our best player at Wisconsin, even though we got swept. If it wasn't for her play, the scores could have been way more lopsided than 5-0 and 3-0. So you know, that's saying a lot, but you were there, you saw her play, and then I didn't think she played poorly against St. Cloud during the Hall of Fame game, but I just thought, you know, Lauren had a tremendous week of practice leading into St. Cloud, the regular season series, and I thought, let's just give them a different look. When Lauren's on her game, she's awful, awful good. She's very talented, and she was certainly on her game last weekend, and she's playing again tonight.
Well, Haley Mack had been out for a good solid month, injured. She comes back, finally gets a goal. And then last weekend, the floodgates opened. How nice is it to see her finally get some scoring?
Well, like we talked about on Tuesday, just seeing her get rewarded was really fun just because she's had so many really good chances. I mean, that's her game. She's a shooter. She's around the puck in the offensive zone. She's able to find those quiet areas. And playing with Claire, Claire's going to get her the puck. And like I said, she's had a number of chances. You know, pucks are hitting posts, the defense are getting sticks on her when she's shooting. Goalies are coming up big on her, but, you know, she finally broke through, and she can be a streaky scorer, so it'll be fun to see her stay hot through the rest of this half of the year.
Another thing your team accomplished last weekend is you got 6 points in league play. Your team now in fourth place, of course, playing non-conference this weekend, but how much does that help you going into the break?
Well, it was huge. That's probably the biggest stat coming out of the weekend is we did get those 6 points. And we were able to leapfrog both Duluth and Mankato, although those two teams play this weekend. So, you know, we may find ourselves, not in fourth and the weekend's over. But you know what? We're still in a good spot. We play everybody in our conference in the second half. And again, every point in our league is so important, as you well know, Kelly. So to get six last weekend was huge going forward. And it doesn't diminish the importance of this weekend because every game's big, but when points are on the line and you're able to put them in the right-hand column, that's really, really big.
Your team is here in Erie, Pennsylvania, and now the team is excited to be here. A non-conference series, it doesn't mean anything for points, but talk about what it means to be able to come out east and play.
Oh, it's huge. Obviously, you got the conference rivalry. You always want to do well representing your conference. Mercyhurst is an outstanding team. You look up there and you see they're in the NCAA 10 consecutive years. We're back again last year. Coach Sissy has done a tremendous job, and they're a very, very solid program. Again, national tournament last year, took Clarkson overtime in the quarterfinals. So certainly it would be awesome, for us, first of all, but certainly for the league to notch a win or two out here against a very, very good Mercyhurst team. But I don't know. I think our team's more focused on Evil Genius or whatever that show was that was based out of Erie, but no, they're having fun. That's all part of it. You love to have experiences like this, and they're enjoying themselves.
The Lakers have a couple of players that are former UND players. How familiar are you with Newton and Tanskanen?
Oh, they're very, very good players. Again, Newton's jersey's up on the wall there, playing for Finland in the Olympics. Both in 14 and 18. She's a big, strong, power forward. She's got great hands. I don't know if you remember, we went to a shootout against them a number of years ago, and she just scored an unbelievable goal in that shootout. And just a very talented player. Taskinen hasn't had the impact this year that she had last year, but she's a very good player. We know that. They've got a very good, solid group of forwards, and you just look at their lineup and you can tell that, and those two are certainly a very big part of that.
What's it going to take for your team to get a win here tonight?
Well, I stressed on the bus before we got off the importance of having a good start. I just like the way we're playing. I think when we're playing at the top of our game, we're moving our feet, moving the puck. I think we can give them some trouble with our speed, but it all depends on if we're mentally focused and into it and being on edge. And so that's been our big push. You know, we obviously a lot of things coming up, Kelly. They got break, they got finals. But I said it's really important we stay in the moment, and the moment is here and now. So great opportunity to go into the break and into the new year on a positive, and it starts tonight.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the post game.
Thank you very much, Kelly.